Hi, it's Mac. It's McGoggin here, and it's day one of October 2015. Day one in the month of October audio special. Okay, enough of that nonsense. Day one, it's great to have October back round again, by the way. Can remember so much stuff that came out of the past couple of years, at least I can remember, from October. But this is a new one, 2015, and we'll have loads of new topics, I've no doubt. Hosted this year by Paul Hopkins and my iPhone in my pocket. And Claire Randall, Paul of VI Podcasting, of course. And I'm just going to jump straight in. This is day one, and this is your first that. Okay, so I'm going to put in three firsts. The first one is my first love, my first falling in love, or maybe thinking I was falling in love. And it was way back in, I think about 1963 or 64, something like that anyway. There was, at the time in the town up where the community centre was built after, up in the, just off of Majority Bank Street in the town, there was a little hall, and they got together and created a record hop once a week up there. In fact, I think it went to twice a week eventually. It became so popular. Record hop? What was a record hop? Well, basically, someone came along with a record player and everyone else came in and hopped around the floor. But it was great fun. And I had never been before. My older sister, 2 years older than me now, she's a different character. Yeah, all together. She was streetwise. I don't mean she was bad in any way, I mean, but Maggie was, she could dance like nobody. She could hold the dance floor. She could, draw the boys. She was just, for 2 years older, she was way ahead of me. Anyway, up we went to this record hop, and I actually had a blazer and flannels on. It was something stupid like that. And we went, and the dancing was going on, so we bebopped across the floor, me and I think I must have went up with one of my pals. I wouldn't have went more, and I wouldn't have went with Maggie. And so I was bopping away, and then I spotted this girl that rather fancied. Actually, her dad was the manager of a bank that was there at that time in the town, no longer there. But anyway, along came a smoochy one, a moon dance, if you like. And my sister says, "Why don't you go and ask her?" So I can't do that, I can't do that, I can't do that. So she took me by the hand, believe this or not. She took me by the hand and went straight over to this girl and said, "You want to dance with you?" She says, "Okay." She was lovely. Oh my God, I loved her to bits right from the start. So anyway, there we were, out on the dance floor with the lights dimmed to a specific piece of music, which I'll play. And we were dancing that form as you did at school, you know, school dances, where I would have my right arm round her waist and she would have her left arm on my shoulder and then the two outstretched arms. You know, like a battleship plowing through the ice or something. That's how we were dancing. It was just lovely. So I remember the record. That's why I can play this, because I always remember the record it was playing. Now, it doesn't reflect, don't listen to the lyrics, it doesn't reflect what was going on, because actually it was the opposite. It was me thinking I was in love. And my sister had spotted how we were dancing. She came over. She just put her hands in her hips, as she would do often. Stopped dancing with the guy she was with, and she grabbed my left arm and put it down round this girl's left waist and her other arm up round my neck and pulled us two together. And she said, "Going to do it right." So there we were, cheek to cheek, holding each other. I mean, really holding each other. And I can smell her perfume. I can smell her perfume to this day. Now, that might sound weird, but I remember, oh my God, she smells gorgeous. And I'd never danced with a girl like that in my life, you know. So there was a record playing away, and I was gone. I'm not sure she was gone. It didn't last. I met her a couple of times. We danced a few times, but it never came to anything. I guess I had just too much stupidity in my head, being a young guy. Never realised that I couldn't have had a chance. But there you go. At 14, 13, 14, you really don't want to be serious, do you? But that was my first love, if you like. My first real love. And it probably lasted all of 3 or 4 weeks. So here's the song from Brenda Lee. It's a track from that era, obviously, 1963, 64, and it's called Losing You. Yes. Yes, I told you it wasn't really adequate. But there you go. That was the song that was being played.
Don't sigh a sigh for me. Don't ever cry for me. This is goodbye for me. I know we're through. I'm losing you. Love sang its song for me. Then things went wrong for me. Nights are too long for me because I'm losing you. Our love and our devotion were deep as any ocean. Then one day, like the tide, you began to change, and you became a perfect stranger. Someone is holding you, sharing the lips I knew. I
my second first of day one of October 15 was my first piano music exam. We were all taken through by bus to Edinburgh to the examination building. I can't even remember where it was, to be honest, because Edinburgh was a metropolis to us. And going through there seemed to take half a day, and everything just seemed big and bustling and, you know, we are of our league. But that's where we went to set my piano exam. And I think I was about 11 or 12, and I'm not sure, but I think it was grade four or something, piano. And I remember going through, and we all had to pick a favourite piece that you had to play for the examiner, apart from the usual playing scales and arpeggios and recognising keys and all this kind of stuff. You always had to play one piece of music that you brought along to play. Of course, at that time, it wasn't played but from memory. You played from the sheet. But in actual fact, I wasn't bad at that, playing from memory, to be honest. In fact, if I looked at the sheet, I tended to go a wee bit blind and lose this place. So I did play it, actually, without hardly looking at the sheets. But anyway, it's a famous piece. Everybody will have heard this at one time or another. So the first part, the first wee bit, is how it probably sounded at the time to the examiner. And then I'll drift it into how it really should sound being played by a proper pianist. And it's Beethoven's. Bagatelle in A minor. Classic piece. How did I do in the exam? I done pretty well, okay. I remember about 2 weeks later getting a report from Miss Brodie, my music teacher. She says, here it is, there's your report. Open it now before you play. I was all excited. And I got passes and everything, so I'd done well. Oh my God, what happened after that? Anyway, here it is. Part 3 of my first for day 1 of October 50 is soul music. This was the first soul dance I'd ever went to, Tamil Motown, soul, whatever you want to call it. And at that time I was 17 year old and we were over the first year of our apprenticeship with as being an electrical engineer with the National Coal Board. We were sent over to Dunfermline to do our underground training. It was a compulsory part if you were going to be working down the mines. And we spent about 6 months over there. No, it was 3 months, sorry, about 3 months. And over there, they had the big dance hall called the Kinema. And we did go to that, but we found this cracking little place just on the outskirts of the town, just before you hit the main part of Dunfermline. And it was like the record top of previous, but bigger, and it had coloured lights, and it was advertised as Tamla Soul Night, and we went in there. So this was the first time, really, excuse me, that any of us heard this wonderful music, and we had a ball. This tsunami that had come across the pond from America, and we were just hearing it virtually for the first time. And it was being played. Every record that was played that night was soul, Tamla, whatever. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful night. We were just having such a ball. No one was bothering about picking up a girl. That might sound strange. Everybody was just having a ball, listening to the music, dancing, developing your dance. and listening to tremendous music. And the first record in the record that stuck in my mind more now, because we walked into the hall as this just kicked off, and you'll know what I mean by the introduction to a record as it kicks off, it was Arthur Cornley and it's Sweet Soul Music, 1967. And it's still a damn classic. And I can still picture walking into that hall, us guys, us the men, the guys, daft laddies, walking in and just being swept away by fantastic music. It was brilliant. And of course, still is to today.
Do you like good music? That sweet soul music. Brown, y'all.